I don't often see direct influences of the literary sort in my work, but that story is an exception. I was going through a Poe phase, having read Julian Simon's fascinating biography, The Telltale Heart, Harper and Row, 1978, and then rereading the short stories. For the love of God, Montresor. When the last page came out of the typewriter, I was afraid I had written an absolutely unpublishable, or at least unsaleable, story. Too much graphic sex and violence for the science fiction magazines, too much hard science for the slicks. Indeed, I sent it off to a science fiction magazine and got back a more in sorrow than in anger rejection letter. My wife talked me into sending it to Playboy, though, and they accepted it by return mail. Her services as a literary consultant are available for a very high fee. Playboy didn't care for the title. I suggested Tom Swift and His Electric Penis, but for some reason they decided the original one was okay after all. This next story also resulted from an arbitrarily chosen topic. I was stranded in St. Louis for 5 days in midsummer, the temperature hitting 3 digits before noon each day. I had a room with an air conditioner and a typewriter, though, and was facing a science fiction convention where I would have to do a reading. Decided to write a funny story for it. Write what you know is a solemn and totally false adage you find in bad books about writing. It occurred to me, though, that I'd never written a story about what I know best, being a science fiction writer. That seemed like fertile ground for a silly tale.